Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Training plans pause for China partner amid U.S.-China tariff wars. Then a Mission Aviation Fellowship pilot remembers a tribe in Papua transformed by the gospel of Jesus. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. But first, U.S.-China tensions are rising amid tit-for-tat tariffs. Now, U.S.-based ministries say new travel restrictions from China are cutting off direct access to church partners in-country. Eric Berkland with China Partners says,
we were invited to come and do some more trainings in two different provinces, in three different schools, like seminaries and Bible schools. And we have just been informed by our friends over there who are with the registered church that they did not receive permission by their government to receive us.
This also comes in the same year China Partners celebrates its 100th anniversary.
My grandparents went to China 100 years ago this year, 1925. They got the call of God in their hearts to become missionaries. But, you know, they went through struggles and they had political strife during the middle of their tenure in China. You know, that's right at the end of World War II. Mao Zedong came into power. All the foreigners were asked to leave. So this is not necessarily unprecedented in a way.
Thankfully, God's work isn't dependent on travel approvals.
The church is still operating in China, whether that is in a house church movement or in a registered church movement, God is still working.
Pray encouragement for China's believers. Next, the word Zionist is causing some deep division in communities and churches in the Middle East. Nuno with Triumph and Mercy Lebanon explains why. Many Muslims think that most support for Christians comes from the U.S. They associate Christians in the U.S. with televangelists and popular pastors who call Israel the promised land, among other things. It quickly earns the label Zionist.
Zionist means land. It's not Israel as a the Israeli or the faith or the Jews. They're talking about Zion as land. So the Zionist means the right to the land.
People then extend that label to Christians anywhere in the Middle East.
This is a statement that you're making just by being Christian. You're just saying Israel has the right to the land, meaning everybody else needs to go. That's what they believe. That's what people see.
Nuna explains that this hinders the gospel because people don't want to listen to Christians. Tragically, in Syria, some churches are accusing other churches of being Zionists to shield themselves from the interim government scrutiny. This is division stirred up by the enemy, so please pray.
I would like people to pray for the unity of the body.
Pray that unity in Christ will overcome all wrong perceptions about what following him actually means. And Nathan Fogarty is a pilot with Mission Aviation Fellowship. Listen to his account of one memorable landing field in Papua.
I love this airstrip. It's called Apahopsley. And in the people's language, I asked them, like, what's this mean? They said, Apa means human and Lopsley means where we remove their skin.
He asked for the backstory.
They pointed across the valley at another village and said, you know, we used to do a lot of night raids to that village and we'd capture people alive. We'd bring them back here, we'd skin them and we'd eat them.
Then this village heard the gospel and they received it.
And they said, well, this place that we used to skin and eat them now, it's the airstrip. And our celebration hut, that's now our church. And that place across the valley that we used to go and raid, our sons and daughters now marry their sons and daughters.
It's a reminder that when God's word goes out, it doesn't return void.
It changes them personally. It changes them culturally. It changes the way they view themselves, their neighbors, and the world.
Papuan villages are geographically isolated from each other. Fogarty says it can take days to walk from one to another.
And an MAF airplane can get them there in 15, 20 minutes. And not only can we get them there quicker, we can bring in their family. We can bring in food, building supplies.
So please pray for MAF pilots, their passengers, and the villages that they serve. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.